Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1726, Robert M. and Sandra E. Davidson.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 7.57 acres, more or less, lying north of Route 9, approximately 800 feet east of Route 5 at Harbison, and is identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 2-35, map 30, parcel 26. For the benefit of the commission, the applicant did provide a survey of the property with the application, and on February 18th of 2013 did provide an exhibit booklet. That exhibit booklet contained a listing of the project team, references to the qualifications of Pannoni & Associates Incorporated, Mark Davidson, Associate Vice President and Office Director for Pannoni, Douglas D. Berry, Professional Engineering Division Manager for Pannoni. It also included an aerial map of the Harbison area depicting the location of other commercial business uses and zoning, a copy of the application form, a copy of the deed and surveys to the property, copy of a portion of the comprehensive land use plan referencing developing areas, and a copy of the future land use plan from the comprehensive land use plan. A copy of the service level evaluation form to DelDOT and response letter and support facilities report from DelDOT, a series of maps and aerial photographs referencing the location, zoning, state strategies, soil classifications, groundwater recharge, state wetlands, topography, and suggested proposed findings of fact. Now, some of the comments in the booklet include DelDOT comments, which I referenced. They were provided on November 19th of 2012 in the form of a letter and support facilities report, which referenced that a traffic impact study is not recommended, that the current level of service E will not change as a result of this application. It's noted by the department that the size of the parcel, commercial uses that could be developed on the land could generate up to 5,390 trips during a typical weekday, 209 trips during the morning peak hour, and 544 trips during the evening peak hour. That based on these volumes, the development would warrant a traffic impact study. The DelDOT volume warrants for such a study are 400 trips per day and 500 trips per peak hour. That, however, while the site could be redeveloped in the future to meet or exceed the criteria referenced, the department presently cannot predict the site's future trip generation with enough accuracy to make a traffic impact study useful. That the department is willing to postpone a decision on DelDOT requirements for a traffic impact study until the subject land has been rezoned and is proposed for redevelopment in a manner that would warrant a traffic impact study. Won't handle it. We received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division in the form of a memorandum on February 21st of 2013, and that memorandum references that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that the parcel is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. That's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Okay, is there anyone here representing this application? You sure can. Anyone who has an interest in this application or just wants to see the exhibit is welcome to get up from your seats, walk up quietly, take a look. I ask you not to engage in any conversation while you're up there, but I know you can't see it from where you are, so you're welcome to come take a look at it if the spirit moves you.
Good evening. My name is Doug Berry. I'm a professional engineer for Pannoni Associates in Milton, Delaware. I've been licensed for 11 years now. I've been practicing for 17 years in the state of Delaware. I'm representing Mr. Davidson, Bob Davidson. He's the owner of the property and the owner of Davidson House Movers.
A higher rate if you stand up here by yourself. Is that why you told him to go sit down?
I wanted him to sit here, but that's all right. This is an application to rezone a 7.5-acre property from AR1 to CR1 and general commercial. The property is located on the north side of Route 9, about an eighth of a mile from or east of Route 5. Beaver Dam Road forms the rear property line of the subject site. In 1997, the property owner secured conditional use approval to conduct...
Could you say that again about Beaver Dam? You said
Beaver Dam Creek. Excuse me.
I couldn't resist.
I missed the creek. It forms the rear property line of the site. In 97, Mr. Davidson secured conditional use approval to conduct commercial operations on the site. He currently is using the property for an office, his house moving business, and storage for his house moving business. The conditions of the conditional use approval in 1997 are prohibiting Mr. Davidson from fully utilizing his property. Three of the five conditions are specifically noted as such. The first one states that storage buildings must be set back 350 feet from the right-of-way of Route 9, and that is prohibiting him from doing any storage operations for the first 350 feet of his property. Secondly, the storage building on the site cannot exceed 2,400 square feet, so anytime he has a need to expand his storage operations, he needs to come back before planning and zoning to request an amendment to his conditional use approval. And lastly, the provision of conditional use in 97 stated that no structures in the process of being relocated by Mr. Davidson could be temporarily housed on the property. So if he was moving a house from Lewis to, say, Georgetown, and one of the provisions of his clients was that it had to wait a day for it to be moved to the new site, he has nowhere to put it because one of the conditions was that he could not temporarily store any of the houses on his site. Mr. Davidson has no intent on developing the property outside of minor expansions to his storage buildings, which support his house moving business. And rather than request conditional use approval each time he wants to expand the storage operation, he simply wants to rezone the property to CR1, where it's a permitted use. Several properties in the vicinity are already zoned CR1. They're all highlighted in red here. These include Treasures by the Beach, York HVAC, the Harbison Deli on this side of the road, the Dry Zone Crawl Space and Basement Solutions property right here, and there's several other properties along the corridor which are already zoned CR1. It's also my understanding this property here, the Hudson property directly to the east, was just rezoned to CR1. Properties within an investment level 3 of the state strategies map, where areas are defined as lands that are in the long-term growth plans of the county or have intermingled with fast emerging lands that are typical of investment level 1 or 2. Investment level 1 is pretty much about right here, then investment level 2 comes out to here, and then investment level 3 is westward. So it's in an emerging area. That's why it's also defined as a developing area, as defined in the comprehensive plan of Sussex County. A developing area is defined as an emerging growth area located near main arterial roads, which Route 9 is, that connect major destinations within the county. So you have Georgetown to the west and Lewis to the east. As Mr. Lang stated, we had a meeting with DelDOT and subsequently filed a service level evaluation request with the state. And since there's no development proposed at this time, DelDOT indicated its willingness to postpone its decision on whether or not a traffic impact study would be necessary until any subsequent site development is pursued by Mr. Davidson. Sanitary sewer disposal and water service are currently provided with on-site disposal systems. There's no expectation or intent to change that in the future. I understand there's public sewer and water in some of the adjacent residential subdivisions, but Mr. Davidson has no intent on connecting the public sewer and water. Mr. Davidson also realizes that if the property is successfully rezoned to CR1, any subsequent site development that he proposes on the site would be subsequent to your review and approval of a site plan. in addition to regulatory agency approvals, including DLDOT. So with that, I appreciate your time, and we respectfully request a positive recommendation to County Council.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Lank,
sure.
The Hudson property, has that now been rezoned to commercial?
Yes, sir.
And was that not represented by Pannoni Associates also?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't believe it was, but I think Mr. Hudson represented himself.
Oh, okay. Well, fine. At least the property adjoining to it is commercial.
Yeah, it was zoned within the last year.
And Mr. Chairman, I think given that this is really an infill and based on the materials presented to me, I've had all my questions answered.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton?
Just a couple for me, Mr. Chairman. If a house is stored there, how long is a typical storage?
You want to come up, Bob? Sure. I'll defer that to the property owner.
Normally, no more than 2 weeks.
Bob Davidson. Yeah. Owner of
that
Bob Davidson.
That recording machine doesn't recognize you, even though some of us might, so that's good.
Is it usually just one?
Yes.
At a time? So you're in a transition with one house and it stays a couple weeks and then
yes.
Maybe another one would come in. And the other buildings that you store, what do you store in that?
It's materials used for the house moving.
Okay. And that would be all inside in
yes.
in the storage building?
Great. Yes.
No further questions.
Okay. Mr. Ross.
It didn't look like many square feet of storage, but do you have a ballpark number on how many square feet of storage you have on the site right now?
Oh, gosh. Inside storage, you mean covered storage?
Yes.
No more than 1,500.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions, thanks.
Okay, gentlemen, take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1726, Robert M. and Sandra E. Davidson? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1726? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
No.